Okay, guys, let's face it. We love guy movies.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
General Patton has said that wars are fought with weapons, but they are won by men. Every army begins with one man. He will be the first in a new breed of super soldiers.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Hi, I'm Kurt Bruner, your host, and thanks for listening. We all want to be like that guy, the heroic one, the one who steps in front of the bullet, the one who conquers the villain, the one who rescues the damsel in distress, the one who gets all the glory because he's defeated whatever enemy is threatening the world. And when we think of heroes, we automatically think of firemen who are running up the tower on 9/11 rather than running out to save their own lives, or police officers, or, of course, soldiers who are on the front lines defending our freedoms. And let's face it, in our own homes, as husbands, as fathers, as grandfathers, every one of us would say, hey, listen, I would take a bullet for my wife, for my kids, for my grandkids. I would gladly risk my life if someone was ever to threaten those that I love the most. But that's how we think of it as guys. I wanted to know, how do our wives and how do our kids and grandkids, how do they see what it means to be heroic as a man? So the other day I popped into a gathering of women who were at the church, and I just simply asked the question, what's something your husband has done that you consider heroic?
Anyone ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What's something your husband has done recently that you'd consider heroic?
He led our entire family of 25 people on Easter, saying the prayer and blessing the food. And out of all the 25 people, he was the one that volunteered. And it was my family, not his.
My husband actually went to war in Afghanistan, which was very heroic. But to me, him being heroic is letting me take an hour off to go shoe shopping.
The shoes were not for me. The shoes were for the kids, but it was by myself. Yeah. We have four kids.
He has taken my daughters on dates, teaching them how a man should treat them. They're now 13 and almost 16, but he started when they were 2 and 3.
My husband called my daughter this week before school to give her a pep talk about the STAR test and kind of boost her confidence to take it. He just called her to just, you know, raise her spirits, and yeah.
Last night, he stayed up till 11:30 at night, and he helped my son get ready for his devotional that he had to give this morning, even when he was exhausted.
And did that make you excited and want to make out with him?
Absolutely. Yes, it made me want to kiss him.
That was my wife.
I've got 3 kids, 8, 7, and 4, just playing with them before dinner so that I can get dinner done and be able to enjoy dinner without having kids at my feet.
Quality time with my 6-year-old son. They do every Thursday night, they have boys' night together, whether it's something small or just going to eat together, and they spend one-on-one quality time together.
Well, I mean, he's done a million things. I mean, he built our home, he built our barn.
That's not very romantic.
No.
Romantic.
He's not romantic. He did go to the Chris Tomlin concert with me. He stood there in like a stiff board the whole time. But he went because he knew it was important to me.
Every once in a while, he'll just shoo me out of the house and take care of our 2-year-old and let me go shopping, or, you know, sometimes every once in a while I'll even manage to go see a movie. And that's wonderful. And I get home and give him a real big hug, like, you know, big hug and smooches like I hadn't seen him in a couple days. I'm not getting too far in. I mean, this is church.
So being heroic to me would be putting your family's needs above your own.
He's just a good father. I can't think on the spot like this. When he speaks to my children, he gets right to their heart.
So how does that make you feel about him?
It makes me love him. Yeah, I fall in love again.
My husband drove us to my parents' house. It's an hour away, and we don't get to see them a lot, and they're not in the best health. And not only did he spend time with my kids so that I can spend time with my mom. Then he went outside and mowed their lawn. And my parents are in their late 60s, 68, and my dad had a heart attack not that long ago. And for him to just go out there and spend his time, and when he could easily just kind of put on the TV and kind of disappear in the in-laws' house, and he was out there mowing their lawn and just, you know, interacting with my dad and my mom, and he's just amazing. He's my hero.
He filled my car up with gas and changed my oil, and I didn't have to do it.
I love him.
My husband is actually on a field trip right now with my daughter, and he actually had to cancel something from work to fulfill his obligation, but he still followed through and didn't back out and went on the field trip.
My husband fought in Iraq. He was in the 3rd Infantry Division that led the war into Baghdad, and that was very heroic, but the smaller stuff definitely makes more of a difference to me personally. The other day, I heard my son, my 12-year-old son, look at him and say, "Dad, thanks for coming home early from work to coach my soccer team." Oh, it makes him seem awesome and very attractive and, you know, all handsome and manly and stuff.
You know, I think it's a lot easier to say I would risk my life for my wife, my kids, my grandkids, than it is to actually give my life for them in a day in and day out basis, to do those little things that are heroic in their eyes, because those aren't the things that give me a whole lot of sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. At least they don't seem to be, you know, the kind of things that don't necessarily make great material for an action hero movie. So when I think of heroic in my own experience, I think of my dad. In fact, it was just over 10 years ago that my dad retired from his career with Ford Motor Company, a job that he never really loved, but that he continued to work because he had 7 kids. And so to mark his retirement, most of the kids were able to gather up in Michigan where I grew up. And we gathered together and had a meal and, you know, and watched our different kids who are their grandkids running around and playing and so forth. And as we're sitting and chatting, there was kind of a formal moment when we were going to express appreciation. And that can sometimes be awkward. A lot of people don't feel comfortable putting into words what it is they feel. So I came to it prepared with a letter that I wrote, because I thought, you know, this is going to go much better if I simply write down what I think and what I feel than if I kind of stammer my way through while we're there. And here's what I shared with my mom and my dad on that day. "Dear Mom and Dad, a hero, by definition, is one who sacrifices himself or herself for another. Be it a soldier throwing himself on a live grenade to save his buddies, a daughter quietly caring for her aging mother, or a man tenderly loving his wife and children, every heroic act is an act of self-sacrifice. In most cases, the hero loses so that someone else can gain. The men who stormed the beaches of Normandy didn't do it for themselves. They did it for future generations, children and grandchildren many of them would not live to see. Without trying to be overly dramatic, I think it's fair to characterize your partnership as reflecting that kind of self-sacrifice for others, specifically for me and your other children. Mom, we've always lived in the security and warmth of knowing you love each other more than life itself. All you've ever wanted to do is spend time together as sweethearts and lovers. But there have been a long line of interruptions, namely, us. To support such a large family, Dad worked 2 jobs virtually our entire upbringing, leaving you to manage the near impossible task of our nurturing, feeding, cleaning, clothing, coaching, training, carpooling, vomit catching, holiday planning, church going, accident repairing, homework doing, and 1,000 other thankless details that define mothering. Because of your sacrifices, we lived and ate well, we knew we were loved, and learned to become responsible adults. But equally important, you modeled the kind of love few are willing to show, the kind that humbles itself to serve others. After we were grown, you continued showing us what it means to be heroic. You willingly and lovingly cared for Grandma Bruner, Grandpa Gray, and Uncle Jimmy during their difficult final days. Your example has been an inspiration to Olivia and to me as we care for her mother now. In these and so many other ways, you have been a hero to me, and I thank you. Dad, you are the most humble and hard-working man I've ever known. You've always been a man of few words but much action. You didn't just say you loved us, you lived it. When other men were playing golf, hunting, or some other relaxing hobby, you were driving to a second job in order to pay the bills. When other men were driving a sporty new sedan, you were driving a rusty old station wagon. When other men were taking risks to start their own business and pursue a dream, you were sticking it out in the Ford body shop so that we could have the stability of a steady paycheck. When other men were vegging in front of the Sunday game, you were loading us into the car for church, fulfilling your most important assignment in our lives. And you were always so patient with us. I remember the time I smashed up both your cars in 2 days while you were in Springfield with the other kids. When I told you over the phone what I did, you only wanted to know that I was okay. Of course, I'll never know what you screamed after we hung up, but I'll never forget the love I felt at a time when you could have crushed me with a justified tirade. For these and many other reasons, you are my hero, and I thank you.
He took me to a concert. I really like music, so I appreciated that a lot, I guess.
He always helps me in sports and stuff, like basketball or soccer. Like, we play outside, and it helps me work on my skills.
My dad's really helpful and encouraging whenever I, like, don't want to do something. Like, volleyball. I want to play, but then, like, I get tired. He cheers me on.
My dad's my basketball coach, and he, like, helps me get better at basketball so I can be good.
My daddy took me to a restaurant, and I got to see an onion volcano. It's onion stacked up and fire coming out of it.
My dad took me to this ice cream shop down by Chipotle, and we got some, like, ice cream, like yogurt, cherries, sprinkles, chocolate chips, all my favorite stuff.
Me and my dad went to the grocery store and bought some toys for me. Princess doll. My dad took me to a restaurant. We ate. My dad paid for it. He taught me how to ride a bike. He ran along with me and like walk with me so I didn't fall. He told me I could do it and I did it. My dad got me a dog, a real dog, and he said, oh wow, that's so a big dog. And he bought me one that was so like huge, and it was like a night, and it was like almost bigger than me, like almost like this feet.
Wow. Me and my granddad go fishing sometimes and camping.
So let me wrap up this podcast by being painfully honest. I don't always enjoy being heroic. Several years ago, I wrote something down that was really a pity party. So I share that with you today, from one heroic dad to another. The other night, I read a book I dislike for the 10th time in 10 days. Not long ago, I ran all over the neighborhood trying to retrieve an escaped dog I never wanted to own. Yesterday morning, I crawled out of bed too early, ate too little breakfast too fast, and ran out the door to drive places I didn't want to go. I won't even mention the movies I haven't seen, the Harley I don't own, the hobbies I haven't taken up, or the money I didn't spend on myself. Sometimes I see the life of a dad as one long string of sacrificial moments. So why do it? Well, because no matter how many times I say, but I don't like green eggs and ham, I can't resist my daughter handing me the book with that just one more time plea in her eyes. Because the thrill on my kids' faces last Christmas morning when I surprised them with a puppy made all the hassle worthwhile. I had resisted for years. You know the script. You'll never get a dog because I'll end up doing all the work. And I was right. But they still think Dad's the greatest because I caved in to their incessant pleading. In fact, we named the dog Miracle because it was a miracle that Dad ever let them get a dog. I do it because carpools are part of the parenting package. Because catching the latest movie can't be squeezed in between soccer games, piano recitals, dance lessons, junior high band concerts, and 100 other mandatory parental duties. The money that might have gone to a motorcycle or golf or HD television has been invested in something far more meaningful. My kids. Jesus once said that whoever wants to find his life must lose it. I suppose these little sacrifices are my way of losing. But I wouldn't trade the life I've found for anything in the world.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
So, guys, a simple question. How can you become more intentional today about fulfilling your call to be heroic? Your call to give your life away to others. If you're single and you're not called to lifelong celibate service, how can you become intentional about finding and taking on the responsibility of a wife and a family? If you're married How can you love your wife better this week than you did last week? If you're a dad, can you start something like family times with your kids, or blessing your kids at night, or just spending time with them? And if you're a grandfather, can you go fishing with the grandkids, or just learn to text so that you can encourage them once a week with some verse or comment? Guys, it's these little, simple things that are most heroic in the eyes of our families and are most important over the long haul in becoming a heroic man. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Every man dies, but every man really lives.